Area nonprofits are feeling the impact of COVID-19. Volunteers are staying at home, and the economy is in decline. Meanwhile, many communities are seeing an increased need for charitable programs, especially ones that serve senior citizens. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
Meals on Wheels delivers food to homebound senior citizens in Jefferson County. Carla Lawrence oversees the program. She says every week they serve almost 3,000 people, and they rely heavily on volunteers to deliver the food. But a lot of them are also elderly and at high risk for COVID-19.
You know, a lot of our senior volunteers aren't going to be able to continue volunteering like they do daily, and so we need other individuals to fill those gaps.
She says recruiting new volunteers is a top priority. The program is changing its delivery system. Rather than one hot meal every day, they will now deliver 7 meals once a week. They're also giving seniors a 21-day supply of shelf-stable meals.
Because they are so vulnerable, and we want to limit our exposure to those seniors while continuing to provide the meals to them so that they do not go hungry.
More than half of Meals on Wheels recipients pick up their food from a drop-off site, like a senior center. But many of these are now closed. She says they're working to set up replacement sites, and if needed, they'll deliver these meals door to door. Many nonprofits are feeling similar pressures due to the spread of the coronavirus. Drew Langlow is the president of United Way of Central Alabama.
We're stressed. Our budgets are stressed. Our operating budgets are stressed. And at the same time, we're being asked to do more with less.
At a press conference today, Langlow announced the creation of a community crisis fund to help people and nonprofits who are struggling financially due to the pandemic. He said any individual looking for help can call 211 to get connected to area resources. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.